When I sat down 30 minutes later, the seat next to me opens up and a young woman sat down in that seat. Turns out her boyfriend is a chef at Providence, one of my dream clients.
Wow.
Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Manifesting Money Podcast. My name's Anita Aguilar. I am your host, as well as a money mindset coach, a manifesting expert, and so are you. And I'm going to show you how, and the CEO of a multi-million dollar company teaching manifestation. This podcast's purpose is to bring massive consciousness around the world of money manifestation. And we want to share our stories to truly help you understand that money is just energy. It's an unlimited resource that you can tap into at any given point in time. The way that you feel about money is how it shows up for you. So if you have the limiting belief that you have to work super hard for money, this podcast is for you. I'm going to be sharing the things that I personally learned the hard way, but I'm also going to be sharing tips, tricks, strategies, and stories of those who've truly healed their relationships with money and have mastered attracting abundance. Now, without further ado, let's get right to it.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to the Manifesting Money Podcast. Okay, welcome to the podcast, because I don't want to say welcome back yet, because we're just now diving into coming back for the first time in 2 months since I posted. So hello, everybody. I would like to introduce you to somebody who's going to be a very big part of not only this podcast, but something new. So Enrique, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you for the invitation.
Yeah. So Enrique, everybody listening, is my new co-host. And I'm so grateful because, one, it just makes everything, it's more fun. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I just feel like sometimes when I'm doing the podcast, I think of it okay, I got to get this done. Mm-hmm. But now I just feel like it's we have this conversation literally all the time. And mm-hmm. I even stopped Enrique while he was talking because wait, we got to save it for the podcast. And there's just so many people who think abundantly, but we don't always talk about it. So mm-hmm. welcome.
Thank you. It is exciting. I really, from the first time that I did this, the very first podcast, I was kind of hooked because it's a very immersive experience, not only to be in a conversation, but it gets a lot more intimate when you can hear your own voice and the voice of your other, the person you're having a conversation with, so close to you. I mean, you have it here in your headphones. And I feel it's so intimate, and it gets you to a special frequency. And,
yeah.
Right? I mean, you start just fluidly thinking about things, which now I know why everybody likes doing podcasts.
Yeah.
I mean, there's the beauty to it.
Yeah, I feel like we're buzzing when we do these episodes. It's one thing when one person kind of relates to what you're saying, but when you have a group of three or even group of four, it's just it just feels like we're on drugs or something.
Yeah. I like it a lot.
So just for everybody listening again, I know it's been a minute since I posted last. And the last time I posted, I told everyone that I was taking a break, that I really just needed a breather before, I just kept posting just to post. And I just want to make sure my heart is in it. But with that being said, once we started recording, I was like, I don't even know if this is going to be the Manifesting Money Podcast. And so this is our first announcement of it, but we are actually doing a new podcast. I know, it's great. So it's going to be called Being Abundant.
Which I love.
It's just bing! And I had this vision of you freaking looking awesome on camera. And yeah, because the conversations we have weren't really about money.
Right. I love the title because I always feel, since I met you, I felt like I met you for a reason. And then even when we are so different, I could see that we have some kind of connection. And I feel that connection is our mindset about things, about the way we see life together from very different perspective. Even if we're so different, we get to know each other in the same frequency so many times. Mm. And the way that we talk about, we have the same positive approach into things, you know, about facing struggles, about facing everyday problems with life, with work, and also the spiritual side of it, the way that we connect in that way.
Yeah. And I think it just, that's what made me also so excited too, because I think when I was doing my solo episode, which I do love, and I love having the podcast where, you know, we can talk about these things, but I felt like it was so much like interviewing, just kind of like what I was seeing from other people. But it was like, it's almost as if I felt like everyone's seen that I thought this way and nobody else thought this same way or had the same perception. And I think it was because of just the way that I position myself in my marketing. You know, I'm always doing educational content. And when you see that subconscious reminder of one person saying it, it can look like that person's the only person that looks or sees the world like that. Mm-hmm. And then, like, that's why I'm so grateful for having you as a co-host, because it's like we all have this perception. I mean, different perceptions of how to explain it, interpret it, but you know, being abundant is really just a mindset. And there's a lot of people who think like this. They just don't always have the floor to talk about it.
Yes. And I personally rather to live in that philosophy of life, because, I mean, if I want to have abundance in my life and if I want to be successful and if I want to achieve things, I need to keep my mind in a positive mindset. And I always, and I like it. I mean, even when I'm facing problems, I kind of laugh. Yeah, like every time something really shitty comes up, like I kind of laugh. It's like, this is funny.
This is going to be a good part in the book. Oh, y'all plotting scheming in my book story.
Because, I mean, why am I going to, you know, be bitter about things and then having this poor perception about life when and what I want is so much more from it. So I'd rather keep my mind and my mindset in a more positive, abundant frequency.
Yeah.
And that's what I also like about you. I feel like we see things in that way too.
Yeah. And it's like, it's like a reprogramming. Cause I know that you like talked about some times where in your childhood where things shifted when you went to therapy, but I think it's taught, you know, I think anybody can learn how to see the world the way we see it.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I'm also grateful for, you know, the people that I was into my life, like my parents and the people near me. I feel like another thing when we are in this frequency, we just like kind of, we're like a magnet to other people like us,
chills.
Isn't it?
Oh, I got so many chills when you said that.
Yes, yeah. when we are in this frequency, we just like, we attract other people that think like us. And it's a beautiful filter. Because like I said, I always thinking about, you know what, I don't want to work with the most famous or with the most powerful or with the, you know, I just want to work with beautiful human beings.
Yeah. Good, kind people.
Yes. I mean, because that's what I want in my life. And I want to be seen and regarded as one of them too. Yeah. That's the image that that's my self-image that I want out there, to be someone that is honest, that is positive, that is kind, that is truthful and passionate about what he does. So that's the kind of people that I also want in my life.
Yeah. Oh, love it. Okay, wait, I just love that you said that we attract those type of people, because what? I do say that all the time. When you just said it right now, I got full body chills. It was like the first time I ever heard
true.
It in my life.
Yeah, it is very true. It happens all the time with me.
Okay, I'm going to read. So we're posting this the last, I think, well, today's February 28th. And this is going out like ASAP. We're posting it ASAP. So we're reading some testimonies that I've collected from the past like couple from the past couple months, but I also just want to get on here and answer some questions, because some people have questions here on TikTok Live. And some of these kind of bring up some specific topics, but I'll read this one first. So this one is from CV Charities. First off, let me end scene. It reads, first off, I've been listening to the podcast and sharing for 2 months now. There are some days when I need a kind of thought, and I swear I can hear Anita's loving voice saying something positive. My story is kind of crazy. We moved to Arizona to Florida in 2022. From Arizona to Florida in 2022. I know I've manifested this because at the time I was watching The Secret on Netflix and I would say, I live in Florida. It took us 3 months to get everything set up. We sold our house in Mesa, Arizona, and found a great place 20 minutes from Disney World and with a beautiful lake with walking distance. Oh, cool. Yes, there are a couple things that I look back and I wish I could have changed, like getting pods instead of a moving company. Oh, that's like a really good, I really appreciate that she put that in here. But apart from that, I'm so happy we made this move. I got to do the things that I love and make memories with my kids. We have been able to buy our first home in Florida, 40 minutes from the happiest place on earth. While I was in Arizona, I was gifted with my third child. Oh, beautiful. And I was given the idea to create this application for driving. It's called Drivable Safe. Arizona has people moving from everywhere in the world, and it's one of the places notorious for bad drivers. Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Because you have family in Arizona, right?
Yes.
Is it by Mesa?
Yes, Mesa, Arizona.
What?
Well, Mesa is part of Arizona.
Okay. But like, is where you're from?
I don't know exactly where it's in the map, but I think it's some point I might have passed. But yes, close. Yes.
Oh, okay. So anyway, this idea came to me in 2020. Although it isn't finished, I'm excited to get this app out. Oh, that's so cool. To save lives and help people drive a bit safer. I'm posting this story for anyone who is looking to manifest greatness and they are unsure of themselves. I was like you. I was unsure of myself and I was in a plain and simple. I was plain and simple scared. Getting out of my small world was so scary, but I was looking forward to the scary possibilities. I was looking for the amazing memories that were to be made. And I can also tell you that once you step out of your comfort zone and you finish the goal that you have and start working on your idea that you've had for 10 plus years, I promise you, you will see blessings because you are a child of God and you have the power to make things happen. Sorry for making this post. This post is everything but in the kitchen sink. I really hope this inspires someone. Aww, I love that. Wait, oh, I read that wrong. Sorry, this post is everything but in the kitchen sink. Is that really going over?
Everything but this kitchen sink?
Everything but the kitchen sink.
Yes, that's a saying, like, you know, when you do a lot.
I didn't even know that.
I think so, yes.
I just read it like 4 times. And they said, I hope that this inspires someone. Manifesting millions. Aww, that was so beautiful. Okay, any takeaways from this?
Well, it's always nice to to see... it's okay. It's always nice always to hear other stories before, like when people manifest things, because it's only encouraging. Like, you know, I always tell my stories to other people, like when I didn't believe back then when you could manifest something, and just to let them know that it's possible. And I love to hear them.
And I love that she shared about... I love that she shared about the moving pods too, because one... I think there's a lot of times where I've learned where it's not that I'm like in a lack mindset. It's just that I didn't do enough research for things. Mm-hmm. And like I invest a lot of money and I'm like, darn, I wish I would have done some research or find a different way. And I felt like that was a really good example of like moving. Like they said that they wish they would have used the pods. Mm-hmm. And my sister used the pods when she moved and she was very grateful that she found that. So I just want to point that out.
What is a pods?
I can't explain it as good as probably somebody else, but instead of like getting a whole moving team, whole truck, you can just put whatever you need like in a pod. Mm-hmm. And it's like kind of like a really small portable like not trailer, but you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you just take it from coast to coast. And my sister, like they bring it to you.
Okay.
Yeah. Or you can take it with you. Like it's something you can actually put in the back of your truck, but you don't have to hire.
Okay. Got it.
Or like the movers, but yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I explained that well, but you know what I mean? It's just mm-hmm. like, sometimes I feel like we just need to do a little bit more research for things that feel in alignment with us. And I think this was a really beautiful story.
Yes, of course. I always do some research. I'm a freak in that way. I'm a control freak. I'm always overthinking things because I want them to be perfect. It's good and it's bad.
But I feel like if you can really, one, be conscious of that, it's one thing. And I think, too, it's also like, because I don't want Virgo, too. So there's a lot of things that I'm like, okay, I want everything a certain way. But I also feel like when you're intuitive, you have mm-hmm. the knowing when it's too much or mm-hmm. not enough. You know what I mean?
Yes. And it's important, like you said, my intuition has become something very relevant in my decision making. Mm-hmm. Because I learned from experience that every time that my intuition was telling me something, it was on the right. Mm-hmm. And every time that I was doing things because it was the, you know, the common, whatever, common sense. Yes. Or my mind was telling me that it was the, you know, the right thing at the moment. I never materialized it into something bigger than when I was thinking or taking decisions for my gut. Mm-hmm. So lately, of course, I'm much more aware that my intuition and my gut is so much more powerful and it has much more, what is the word? Credibility.
Mm, yeah.
Yes.
That's why I like writing everything down, because you're like, holy crap, I thought that. Or sometimes like when you're in it, we forget that we had those intuitive nudges to make a certain decision. Mm-hmm. And for myself personally, I feel like sometimes I'm like, oh, I had it figured out back then. Mm-hmm. But really, always just been following my intuition. And mm-hmm. sometimes I have to remind myself, because by consciously writing down of like, the logical thing here seems to do this, but I'm going to do this instead. Mm-hmm. And I look back on that and I'm like, holy sheesh, I'm glad I followed my gut.
Yes, it is. That's the way.
That's the way. Okay. And some other testimonies here. Can you hear me okay? I feel like it's like a little low.
I can hear you.
Okay. Where are you? Okay. This one is from... Actually, do you want to read it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I want to do it.
Okay.
Okay. This is from Neysa Garcia Muhammad.
Wow, you said their name perfect.
I hope I pronounce it right. Mm-hmm. I have a testimony. Today, there were little teeny tiny moments messing with me. One, my Uber canceled my ride right in front of me. Oh, wow.
That is so mean.
What? Why?
That is so mean.
Oh, my God. No, that is not right. Okay.
So this is why you got to write stuff down, because sometimes you're like, oh, it's in my head that wasn't a big deal. No, that's...
No, this is not right. Okay, so one, my Uber canceled my ride right in front of me. Wow. Okay. Two, I experienced some anxiety today about how I was going to meet my monthly revenue goal. I have that anxiety too.
Yeah.
All the time.
Valid fear.
Three, the Uber that did pick me up was a risky driver. Oh, you know what? These things happen. I was in a yoga class, and the yoga teacher told me something that really stick in my mind. You know, sometimes when you're having a bad day, like it starts bad and then the rest of your day is like really bad too. Mm-hmm. And she explained, you know, it's like this little cut in your finger that mm-hmm. is teeny tiny, is there, but you know, every time that you put your hands in your pocket, it gets like bigger, or like every time that you're using your hands, it gets like bigger. So it's like right there present. And I get this. It's like sometimes there's no way to avoid having like this negative energy around you. And it's like a, snowball that it was like, that it gets growing and growing and growing. But at the same time, I feel it could be challenge and to, okay. But at the same time, I think you can channel it into a positive way. So I'm always trying to, you know, the moment I start getting like this feeling of, oh, this bad thing after the other, to the other, just like channel my energy back to a positive mindset, attract that kind of like, you know, experience back to me instead of like being negative after the other. Okay, let me keep reading. Then I took breaths through and I asked myself repeatedly, how can I reframe my thoughts? Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I was talking about. How can I reframe my thoughts? What else is true about this moment? So I'm bringing my self-awareness up and bringing up a little teeny tiny ways to be grateful. Then I went to the coffee shop. For some reason, I have this overwhelming
urge.
Yes. Yeah. I had this overwhelming urge to go, even though I don't usually leave the house during the day. I usually work from home.
Ooh.
So,
nudge.
Yeah, let's see. When I sat down 30 minutes later, the seat next to me opens up and a young woman sat down in that seat. Turns out her boyfriend is a chef at Providence, one of my dream clients. Wow.
Good. I already read it, so I knew that was coming.
I didn't know that. Okay. Yeah, that's what I was talking about. I introduced myself out of the blue. We spoke, connected, exchanged information, and she gave me her boyfriend's email address. Wow.
Cool.
Good for you, sister. Sometimes when I have dream clients, I ask myself, how on earth am I going to meet this person or find the person that I need to meet, especially if they're in the public if they're a public figure? Then the universe is like, you let me take care of that. Just give me that faith and gratitude. Exactly. And she said, I felt like a magical person. It's exactly, yes. I mean, this is everything that I believe in.
Yeah.
Because it's true. I didn't know what this testimony was about. But yeah, that's what I was talking about. Sometimes.
Yeah.
If you start your day with the wrong food and you keep your mind in that mindset, the rest of the day is going to be like that. But then you have the opportunity to choose, like, you know what? Stop it.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can and sometimes you cannot. But when you can and when you achieve it, it's amazing because you can turn it into something amazing, into something positive and extraordinary.
Yeah. And I thought it was so cool that, I mean, I'm just grateful that she shared the inconveniences, you know what I mean? Because, like, I was just talking about this earlier here on the live, but I was saying, like, you don't, like, really know what it's like to have pure peace unless you've had complete chaos. And I feel like the best days I've ever had my whole entire life started out like that. And it was that mindset shift because there was that polarity of, like,
there's something that I'm trying to change within myself because there's something similar happening to me, but I feel it's much more complicated because I feel the greatest experiences in my life, they started really painfully. Mm. So, you know, it's like a bittersweet thing because that means that in order to achieve something great, you really have to go through this really painful situation to a lot of frustration. I have to go through a lot of pain in general, and that's what I've been trying to change in my life. Like, I don't want that anymore. I don't want my greatest experiences in life to be that painful to start that, you know. Yes, I know that I have to work for things and things that not might come easily, but you know what? No.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be like that.
It does not.
Nope. Maybe it just happens to me because I'm just like thinking that it's going to be that way all the time.
Yep.
And that I don't want, especially with something that just happened to me recently. But it's like, No, the same way that I'm trying to, you know, reframe my thoughts every time that something negative is coming my way, I need to do it this way. I have to believe that the greatest experiences in life are going to come very easily too.
So easy.
Very easily and organically and effortlessly. That's the word?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what I want. Yes.
That's what you want, and we ain't taking nothing else.
Yes. I mean, no, it's enough. I mean, I don't want that in my life anymore.
Yeah.
I don't want greatness to be like predisposed by negativity and painful situations.
Yeah. And for everybody listening, this is called, there's a name for it, learning through love.
Mm.
And you're going to see that everywhere now too. But that's exactly, I feel like I've had this shift like multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
But because sometimes you need a reminder. Like I made that decision and then I like kind of subscribed to the struggle again. And then I was like, oh wait, I forgot I can make that decision.
Right.
And I try to tune into my body because usually like, usually my biggest indicators that I'm like going through that's coming up again. Cause it's so like deeply programmed in so much of us that like your body just automatically has reactions to it.
Mm-hmm.
So usually like my shoulders get super, super tense.
Mm-hmm.
It's always in my like left arm, like right here too. This will start to hurt, but I can tell because I'm like getting ready to like, okay, I need to do this. And then I'm like, wait, that's my trigger to know to slow down because I'm going through that cycle. And that's when I surrender.
Mm-hmm.
And just that tiny little hack like helps me like just sit back and break that cycle because again, if you're coming at it with that mentality, you're like, okay, it's time to go, which is good. But we have to be conscious of when we're doing it because like we just have all this energy or because we feel like we need to.
Mm-hmm.
And so specifically in times like that is when I surrender and I let go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when things start to come in.
It's really scary though.
It is so scary.
Especially when it's something so important to you or something that you really want. You know, like this big opportunity is in your hands. But then you started to see the path and it's like, oh Jesus, how much this is going to take from me? Yeah. It's like, is it really now? I can say, is it really worth it? Because before I was just trying to prove myself.
Mm.
And yeah, I will do it. It's like, yes, I can do it because I have the energy, because I have the drive, because this and that. But of course, that come at a cost. And of course, yes, I achieved something and it's great. But now I feel like I'm allowing myself to have that moment and say, Enrique, is it really worth it?
Mm-hmm. It's like your inner child.
Yes. It's like, why do you want it? What is it going to bring to your life? Is this something you're doing out of ego? Is it something that you feel is going to be beneficial to your life, to your well-being? And again, and I think this also I learned from you. First, yes, I asked my God and my intuition, how do you feel about this? This is, what is my intuition telling me? But also, what is my body telling me about this?
Mm-hmm.
How do I feel when I think of this? It's like how my body is reacting to it. Is reacting with excitement? Is reacting with fear? Is reacting with stress? Is reacting with, you know, kind of giving up already? So... Mm-hmm. I am trying to listen more, but of course it's so scary. It's so scary to let go when it's something important, when it's something that, could be very big.
Yeah. Again, that's why I write everything down because I think it just gives so much more perspective and you're just so much more like proud of yourself when you do make that decision because it's huge, but because maybe it's not something physical, our mind has a way of telling you, it's like, oh, that wasn't a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then when something material manifests, we get excited. But really, it's because of those moments where you're like making those little decisions.
Well, they're not little. They're very big.
Yeah, they're big. They're big. But our mind thinks, you know, sometimes that they're small because we can't, they're not tangible. But yeah, sometimes I'm very grateful that I'm conscious of that, because I feel like now, I feel like the biggest monetary times in my life or like moments where like money missed, I was like, holy guacamole, or that's how I thought I was going to be. I didn't feel like that.
Okay. What do you mean?
I had been manifesting something for a really long time. So I'm going to use your example of opportunity. manifesting. And then there's like little things that would happen of like, oh, this could mean it's connecting. And then little moments like, oh, things are coming together.
Yes.
And then it would manifest. And I'd feel nothing. Numb. Like not even like sad or like disappointed or whatever. Just like, it was so scary when I first felt it. Like it felt numb. I didn't feel any emotion. And it actually stopped me from like wanting to get to the next level, because I didn't want to put myself through that again. But that's why I realized, I'm like, oh, those little moments were what I was just supposed to be celebrating. And I just wasn't really allowing myself to like I was putting so much pressure of like needing to feel that when the physical thing manifested. So when I didn't feel that, it really scared me. Yeah.
Okay. But okay, so you said that, but is why do you feel like you didn't feel anything? You feel like you were not enjoying it, you were not present, or it was not what you were looking for?
I think it was just, again, the more like the belief that when I get that, I'll feel this.
Okay.
That's.
Got it. Okay.
And it wasn't that. And it was just, the little things. And that's why I love watching movies too and TV shows, because like watching everything manifest is the most exciting part. And it's so much easier to understand that when you're on the outside looking in. And then you can kind of put yourself in the shoes of like, oh, I've had moments like that. So like when I'm watching movies or TV shows about like Uber, you know, and just looking at their challenges and like watching how they figure it out, I think it's so exciting. But then they get to like the point where everything's quote unquote good. And then it's the next challenge. And you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's just always something bigger. I mean,
that
it never stops.
But
I do enjoy, I mean, I'm different in that way, because I feel that probably you are so fixated with manifesting things that when they're happening, you get the thrill of it.
True.
Yes, it's like, oh my God, it's like, because it's probably is like, it's what is the word? Is like an endorsement of, you know, oh, this is actually, it works. It exists. It's existing. But no, I mean, in my way, the only feel that it might be similar to your story is that I do enjoy it very much when I get it, because, you know, I work so hard for it and I enjoy it like every second. It's so beautiful. Yes, because I work, you know, I'm very patient. It's like, I'm not in a rush. I'm going to get there when I'm going to get there. But when I do, it's like, oh, so amazing. But the only thing is that, you know, when you do it, it's like, then what? It's like, then something bigger comes to your mind, and then something else occupies your mind, and new challenges arise. It's not everything. It's not petals and roses. It's no, you know, yes, it's great. You get to a new level of things, but then new challenges are in your way. You just like exchanging one challenge for the other.
I just had an epiphany. Because I was just sitting here thinking about something. As you were talking about this, I was like, because I feel like there's this belief that we need to be both. Like we need to be super excited when all the little things happen. We also need to be super excited when we're actually it's happening. But what if our polar opposites are mm-hmm. there for that specific reason. Because mm-hmm. you know, every time you tell me about something that you manifest, like something uh-huh. small, and I'm always like, freaking! I'm yeah. like freaking dumb and dumb.
And I'm like, yeah.
And then vice versa. I feel yes. like you're the one that celebrates things when they happen. And I have that same thing where I don't really get excited when it's happening. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's just, it'd be okay and give myself permission mm-hmm. to just have somebody be that support, whether it's friend, mm-hmm. you know, roommate, whatever.
Yeah. And also I was going to say that, you know, a lot of the times we romanticize things on our mind mm-hmm. and we think, oh, when I am there, it's going to be this way and that other. But you know what? Life is a lot less romantic.
Yeah.
So, yes, you did this and you are there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there are other realities than you were not aware. And that probably makes it not too exciting.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. That's the way of life. And the important thing is to keep passionate about what you do.
True.
Yes. I mean, at least that's what I want. No matter how old I am, I want to feel the same passion and the same love for what I do and get paid for it.
Yeah. Money.
A lot of money. I deserve every penny.
Oh, that's not the right one. Hold on. Darn it, where's the thing? There it is. Money.
Oh, that's the money. Yes, I deserve every penny. Very much. Oh. I'm worth it.
Oh, we should make a meditation with your voice. I told Enrique that we need to do this. But I was like, oh, I'm going to give him a script and then I'm going to put the music in the background. Because his voice is like that. And then also, because I cook and you cook too. But I just feel like when you taste stuff for the first time, I was like, we should do that for a voiceover for like a commercial or something.
I'll do it. I love it.
Okay, we're going to go to a testimony. So this one's from Amber. Amber, her handle on Instagram is Manifest with Amber. She's my girl. And might I add, she sent this February 1st at 2:22. I haven't heard any of this yet. So this is all like blind reaction, but we're going to listen to it together.
Okay. Sounds good.
So excited. Okay. So I now have my official numbers from what I manifested. There was a couple jobs that were just like pending. So I just wanted to like, you know, I got asked to do them, but they weren't solidified as far as like they were going to go with me. So it is solidified. And in the 3 days, my goal was 500 and I manifested over 2000. So the total was $2,067.
Well, that's pretty cool. Actually, that's what I've been noticing a lot from people is that like they set a goal for something and then they don't believe that they can do it. So they just kind of forget about it
mm-hmm.
and it manifests.
Yeah, it happens. Also, today I was just doing something that you do and you recommend to do is like to go through your numbers. It's such an uncomfortable feeling to just go through your finances and see the real numbers, you know, how much you have to pay in this, how much you're getting from this. And because in the way I work, I think I work for passion because I really love what I do. And that has worked for me very good in the past. Mm-hmm. You know, I do what I do from the heart and then opportunities come my way every time. Almost never I had to, you know, look for jobs. They always come my way because I'm always, you know, working in things that I believe in and that I really like. But now that there are moments there, you know, of incertitude because I have never been really conscious or really willing to be a business person. So today I was just doing my numbers and it's kind of uncomfortable, but also is very, it gets away my anxiety because I see the monster for what it is.
Yeah.
you know, oh, this is the situation. This is what is happening. Okay. And then your mindset kind of changed too, because you react and you react to new opportunities and things, having that in mind, you know, where you are at this moment, what is your current situation financially and professionally. So yes, it's good to know where you are exactly, not only to know what you need to do, but also manifest what you really need.
Yeah.
What do you want? Because I, like I said, I did my numbers, but I also found like nice surprises. It's like, oh, I also have this money here that I didn't remember of. Or, you know, oh, you know what? I'm going to do this job here and there. And then there's more revenue. And then out of the blue, I also receive like a random payment that I forgot about. So I feel like, in a way,
that was so cool when you told me that. I was like, Enrique, that's like the. I always tell people, when you look at your numbers, it's like you flip a switch. It's like, tick, tick, like a light switch.
Yes, you enter that frequency. Mm-hmm. I mean, you are in that frequency. So, and you know what you need to do to fix it, or at least you have a perspective of what you need to fix it, and then you start aligning yourself into that instead of not knowing and just be out there randomly. I don't know, making decisions uninformed of what is your current situation.
Yeah.
So yes, it is uncomfortable to do this, but I find it liberating too.
Yeah. You take your power back.
Yes.
Like Pamela Anderson.
Yes, remember exactly. Oh my God, that was so good.
That was a great documentary, by the way. Everybody watch it, please.
Oh, yes, that was so good. Yes, taking your power back.
Hi, friends. I just want to take 60 seconds to tell you about an app that I've been using over and over and over again. This app is called Fetch. And I highly recommend this app for anybody who wants to manifest some money. So this app is actually a reward system. And all you have to do is snap pictures of all the receipts that you use on a daily basis. And every time that you snap one of those receipts, you actually get points. And those points add up so that you can get gift cards for some of your favorite retailers. I'm just going to list some of my favorites. Starbucks, Panera, AutoZone. Okay, maybe not AutoZone, but you get what I mean. They have all different types of retailers, and you get this money for free just by taking pictures of your receipts. So these can literally be any receipts, whether you're going to a little mom and pop shop or you're even uploading all the receipts that you've had sitting in your emails. So make sure you sign up with Fetch today and use my referral link down below, and you'll get 2,000 points as soon as you upload a picture of your first receipt. Alrighty, let's get back to the episode. They said, I have a question about manifesting money owed. How do I go about that? And it's exactly what we're talking about now. It's just like, you just really have to face it and take responsibility. And I think taking responsibility from things, from money, but also like relationships, like commitments that we made to ourselves. And it's so uncomfortable, but it's like, you take your power back. Like, we give money our power.
It's exactly, I mean, I don't feel like there is like a straight answer to that question, but it will, for me, it will be that, first of all, be really aware of like, okay, how much do you owe? Mm-hmm. Like, really go to the last cents. Mm-hmm. And then when you have that number, then you kind of enter, you know, and this is what happened to me is like, if I didn't know my numbers, I would be probably saying yes to projects that will keep me more into debt. Mm. So now I'm conscious about that. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I don't need to do it. I don't need to go deeper into that. So it's just, I feel it's very, very important and liberating, at least knowing how much is there that you need to pay back and to face. And then from there on, step by step, little by little, you're going to keep working in a solution. I mean, solutions are going to come to you one way or another, because now it's present, now it's clear. It's there, and of course it's frightening, and of course it's overwhelming, and it might give you anxiety, but it's better than not knowing, because it's kind of like you just letting yourself defeat in many ways. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just need to go into the battle by knowing your enemy first.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, you are, okay, this is the person that I need to face. Okay, let's do it.
I was just talking about this on my TikTok because I was talking about this story. I went over to that bar on the corner.
Yeah.
And I was like typing, being all mysterious and cool. Everybody was coming up to me too. I was like, I don't even drink. I'm just here. And this guy was like trying to hoot and holler at me. And he bought me a Sprite because I don't drink. Uh-huh. But he like came up to me and we were chatting a little bit. And he was like, what do you think about money? What are the odds, right? And... he also had a scar on his face. So I'm like, I wonder, I just trying to like put pieces together, but I wonder if something happened that had made him have this maybe huge life experience or something. But, he was just saying that he, at times he's had like no money and then he had a lot of money and there's a lot of, then there's people who came around who were his friends, but they weren't really his friends. And he's like, at the end of the day, all you got is your family, which I was like, I don't know why I was so shocked that he said family, because if I was saying that, I would have said at the end of the day, all you have is yourself.
Yeah, I will say the same. At the end of the day, you only have yourself.
Yeah, like family is 1,000% such a blessing, but not everybody has that or even the relationships. So I think even like your relationship with your family is like a big reflection of your relationship with yourself.
Yes, I feel, I mean, and this is the thing. Yes, don't even get me started with this because I'll always say is, you know, you are first no matter what. More than your family, more. And I mean, I'm not a father and I don't have kids. And probably when I have one, my perspective is going to change. And probably my son is going to be more important than myself. But true. Right now, even I said to my mother, you know what? No, do not worry about us. You have to worry about yourself first.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, I myself, I want you to be happy. So what is, you're going to help us, but you're going to be miserable. So I don't want that. I feel it's very important and imperative to first start with yourself. To invest in yourself, to grow within yourself and to know yourself, because the most important relationship you're going to have in your life is the one that you have within yourself. And everything comes out from that. Everything, you're the root of everything. All your relationships, your family comes from you. I mean, the way that you interact with others and what you do into the world is... comes from you. Happiness comes from you. So yes, family is great.
Yeah,
your partners are great. Yes, your friends are amazing.
Money is great,
but the most important thing is yourself. You are. So yes, I don't know if I am overly selfish, but I think that's what I learned. Yes, because when you are happy, when you are good with yourself, only good things happen to the ones around you too, you know, and you contribute, your happiness contributes a lot to the well-being of others or the others that loves you.
Yeah.
So, yes, that's my way of looking things.
Yeah, beautiful. I love it. Because again... our children are learning from us. Like everything that we do is like that we teach about in the Manifesting Money like programs and stuff is all about what did you see or hear or experience as a child that made you believe that you weren't enough. And usually it's just a ripple effect of the generational beliefs. And I feel like when I remember I told you I think I channeled my grandma. No, I know I channeled my grandma. It just made me like express so much gratitude, and because my grandma, she was alcoholic, addicted to pills, and like for her to say that she wished that she was living the way that I live, it just hit home so much because like I think it's because not because I'm not drinking. I think that's one thing, but like not because I live here. Again, those external things. It's because I love myself.
Yes, because you're happy with what you're doing, because you're doing this for yourself.
Yeah.
It's something you're doing for yourself, for your own happiness, for your own well-being, for you.
Yeah.
And
I feel like people who have like addicted to substances, mm-hmm. it is 1000% chemical, you know, reactions that happen to the body too. But I think it really starts with having that relationship with yourself. Mm-hmm. And once you have that, it's like everything else just dies.
Yes. Of course, don't get me wrong. It's so difficult to get to this point of self-love. Mm-hmm. And it's so, so difficult, but it's also so very rewarding. And it's true. You are the root of everything. From you, I feel like you attract your own problems too. Yeah. So whatever is happening to you, whatever is happening to you outside in the world, it's, you know, it's kind of like coming from you too. My problems are, you know, that's exactly what I was saying to you the other day. You know, something happened to me when I was very mad. I was not mad at the people who made me feel this way. I was mad at myself because I allowed it. Mm-hmm. I opened that door for them to make me feel that way, for them to ask those things from me and for them to treat me that way. I was very, very sad and I was very mad, but more than anything, I was sad and mad with myself. I was the root of it. I allowed it. Mm. I opened that door. I permitted that. So, yeah, you are the root of your happiness and of your unhappiness. Mm. So, yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, wait. Someone, remember how I was just talking about manifesting money owed? She clarified in the comments. I don't know if she's still on here, but if you are, we're going to answer your question. She said that people owe her money.
Oh.
Yeah. I just want to answer this really fast, and then we'll end off with this testimony. Because this is what I've seen, not only for myself, but other people around. Because usually it comes down to boundaries.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. We need to just do an episode about boundaries. Yeah. Please.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, I just got to download. See, that was like an exciting moment for you. I met this therapist. Mm-hmm. She's been doing, I don't know, a trauma coach or something. When I was at that event, she would be really cool to talk about boundaries with. Because she was a therapist and then she was a coach. Uh-huh. She'd be cool to talk about this with.
Oh, my God. There's so much to talk about boundaries. That's a lesson that I need to learn. And that's what I'm working right now.
I know, me too.
Boundaries.
It's hard.
Oh, my God. God, and that's, you know, that reflects a lot of your self-love.
Yeah.
Like, how strong are your boundaries is how strong you love yourself.
Yeah.
So
it's true. I learn a lot about boundaries from you.
Do you like my boundaries?
Well, you're very vocal.
Yes, because I feel everything starts with being very clear, not in a defensive way, you know? Because for me, I feel like I love being assertive.
Yeah.
I love, you know, saying things things are they are right away. Mm-hmm. Not to be defensive or to be combative. Combative?
Yeah, combative.
Just to solve it. Just to, you know, go through it.
Yeah.
It's I don't do it in a negative way. And then that's why I feel like it's a little bit of unfair with women, because we guys get to be assertive and everything is normal. Mm. But with a woman it's different, because they could, you know, they can see, like I said before, they could call, oh, she's a bitch, or,
yeah,
you know.
We have another episode talking all about this. So
yeah.
Again, tune in the new pod.
But we definitely need to talk about boundaries, please. Oh my God, I'm going through that so hard. But yes, you're right. I like to just be assertive and
communicate.
And thank you for saying that, because I mean, this is something I haven't been like this all the time.
Wow.
You know, I am most of the time I'm very nice. And when I'm very nice, I just permit a lot of things to happen to me too. Mm. So I am definitely working and setting bigger boundaries, not to be bossy or not to be ungrateful, but just for my own well-being. Because, you know, it's a lot of people want to take advantage of you.
Yeah. Well, that's a thing too, because I'm curious if she's still on here and we're answering your question about if money is owed to you. Because one, on a physical, definitely boundaries, like, I guess usually the biggest fear is that the other person's going to take it personal. There's something's going to happen, mm-hmm. which 9 times out of 10, that is going to happen. And whatever it is that you're scared of feeling, once that does happen, is what you want to feel. Because if you already feel uncomfortable, and when I say feel it, I mean like literally picture the scenario happening in your head. And, you know, most people would contradict this and like, oh, no, think positive. I'm like, this is literally helping you face something, because like once you feel that one time, it mm-hmm. just flows through you and you mm-hmm. don't have to fight it anymore. Mm-hmm. So one, feeling that emotion, and then energetically, what I always recommend to people is to be whatever it is that you want to attract. And so on the opposite end of this, I recommend people go back and look at their numbers. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you owe? Mm-hmm. You know, just energetically put that out there. And that always helps too. But yeah, usually it's just that cycle that needs to get broken with the boundaries, and it just like floodgate starts. Mm-hmm. It's like your guides are like, we've been waiting for you to do this. And then they like do this.
Well, and I don't know if thinking about that, like I put myself in the other end, like, okay, because I, at moments I owe money, you know, and I need to pay, you know, I need to pay the studio, I need to pay the equipment, I need to pay this, I need to pay that. So at least for me to, I think it's important. It's very important, just communication, you know, because probably you won't have the means to pay, but all you have to say is like, hey, I don't have the money right now, mm-hmm. but I'm working on it, and then I'm trying to pay you this by this week.
Yeah, communicate. And
yes, just communicate. What is the situation? It's like, you know, I'm going to get this payment this time, and then, but first I want to pay this. Would you allow me to? I feel like every time that I just honestly give whatever I'm going through with mm-hmm. people, they understand. And I would expect that from someone that owes me. You know, that's the only thing that I'm expecting. If you owe me money, it's like, it's okay. Just let me know what is really going through you.
Yeah.
And then probably, yeah, we can make it work, because probably I don't need it like right in this moment. But if you can, you know, do it in this week when I need to do this payment, it's going to help me.
Yeah.
Just communication is really vital.
Yeah.
And again, I'm probably, yes, most of the time you're going to meet people that they're not going to pay you back. Mm-hmm. And but that's also kind of like on you.
Yeah,
it's on you.
Like,
and
what
again,
you were saying earlier of like, how did I allowed this?
Yes, mm-hmm. It's like, you know, you allowed this person into your life, and now you're seeing the true colors. Mm-hmm. If you encounter this kind of situation, yes, of course they're the one to blame because they're not paying you back. But also take responsibility for you allowing them to take advantage of you in that way.
Yeah,
because, you know, you're allowing these people into your life, and you put yourself into this situation. So it's also on you, and probably something that you need to work on.
Yeah.
When that happens to me, usually I take it as a lesson. You know what? This is a lesson. I shouldn't trust these people. Mm-hmm. It's I don't longer need it in my life, and I let it go.
Yeah. Another thing I want to say about this is, for myself, what I've noticed is that I like commit to something, and then if I don't keep that commitment, then I'm like super, super hard on myself. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, like when you're communicating with somebody else and you're mm-hmm. literally laying out of like this, 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 and this, mm-hmm. instead of just giving numbers and dates right away, mm-hmm. it helps the other person kind of see it from the outside looking in.
Yes.
And that has really helped me too. Like, I'm thinking about me and my sister. Mm-hmm. Like, my sister, she was like, okay, when you pay me back X, Y, and Z. But then we'll like talk about, okay, what's due, what day, how much do you have now, mm-hmm. what's coming in. And that always just makes me feel so much more comfortable mm-hmm. when I am making those dates and commitments, because it's like you're not so much on like your own head and putting mm-hmm. so much pressure on yourself. And logistically wise, so again, it's easier for somebody from the outside looking in to see what would be least resistance, you know?
Yes. I mean, yes, I get it. It's all about communication, and it's better when you honestly share, you know, what is going through your numbers in your life. And then I feel you give at least some peace to the other person, and they understand you, because, you know, there's a lot of empathy and that's not too heavy on you either.
Yeah.
So I get it.
All righty. We're coming up on about 59 minutes and our last testimony that we're sharing. So before we hop off today, I just want to do a couple quick announcements. So again, we are not rebranding, but having a whole nother episode or a whole nother podcast that's called Being Abundant. It's not out yet, but you guys can go to the show notes in the link and you can actually see the blog. Wait, which one? No. Because I've been writing a blog, and you can tune in from there, so you can put your email and get notified when the episodes do drop. But again, this is just your fair like announcement that it is coming and it is dropping soon. And another thing I want to share is that this next testimony is from somebody who's been in a new project that I've been working on. It's called 13 Days of Abundance. So for those of you who are in our community, you've heard of the 3-day Manifesting Money Workshop. It's pretty much a starter kit to learning money mindset, day one, day two, day three, of step-by-step process of learning how to heal your relationship with money. And the 31 Days of Abundance was a program that I created to help people keep going mm-hmm. and dive deeper into these subconscious beliefs. But I consolidated it to 13 days because so many people were either leaving off on day 13 or day 15. Mm-hmm. And so I made it shorter. And this is a testimony from the new program.
Cool.
Okay. So it reads, this is from Monica Martinez. She said, hi, I have not been consistent with completing the task. I think the disbelief took over. The part of the assignment that asked for the amount I needed to manifest, I said $10,000, but I didn't continue because I didn't think it was possible. Remember how I told you like this is like coming up over and over mm-hmm. again? Yesterday, I called my dealership because my lease is coming to an end. And they told me that this time was different. I would be able to keep the equity of my car. And the equity could come up to $10,000. Mm-hmm. And if I don't use it all for my next down payment, they could cut a check.
Whoa.
That's what I'm saying, bro. But I wanted to use this as an example because, one, again, I think this is a perfect example because a lot of times the like consistency has less to do with external things and more to do with internal. Mm-hmm. And again, just even looking at this from the outside, looking in of like, oh, I didn't think it was possible. So then I stopped doing X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I feel like that's like a universal pattern that's going on. Cause I've gotten a couple messages like that, but I've also seen it within myself. Mm-hmm. Like with the apartment that I was talking to you about, mm-hmm. I was like, well, I don't think it's going to happen. So I didn't do anything. And then I got two messages.
Okay.
So anyway, I wanted to point that out. Mm-hmm. But any takeaways from this?
Well, no, I feel like that's the frequency to be in. Just to not be discouraged and to keep going. And my experience, when you want something and then you want it with all your heart and then you're just thinking about it and you keep working on it, things are going to come your way. Like miracles happen. And if you want to call those miracles manifesting, then let's call it that, because it happened to me many times. So it's great to keep in that mindset, because that's what you attract to your life. You attract what you are, what you think, very much.
Yeah, who you are being.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty, loves. So we have a couple different links where you can make sure you contact us after this episode. So wait, Enrique, you want to drop your Instagram?
My Instagram is Enrique Vega Photo. Yes.
And mine is at Manifesting Money Podcast on Instagram. I am changing my TikTok one because I want to be just funny on my TikTok. And I don't want to be known for just my brand on TikTok. Mm-hmm. That, you know what I mean? I want to be Anita May Aguilar. Wait, it sounds cooler when you say it.
Well, Anita May Aguilar.
Oh, see, that sounds so cool. It sounds famous, bro.
Well, there's more about you.
True.
Which is nice. It's something about you as an individual, about you as a human being.
Yeah.
So I like it too.
Yay. Alrighty, loves. So if you're tuning in before March 3rd, we have a secret code password for you for all of the 3-day manifesting, for the 3-day manifesting money workshop and the 13 days of abundance. The code is actually going to be being abundant. Again, being abundant is the code for those programs. And this is our thank you for tuning in. And we will see you on our new podcast.
Yes. Thank you for listening to us.
Bye.
Bye.
Oops. There goes bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Manifesting Money Podcast. If this episode resonated with you or shifted your paradigm in any way, shape, or form, please stop what you're doing right now and write us a review. This simple act of kindness helps us get this podcast episode out to as many people as we possibly can. And we also want to know what resonated with you and why. So be sure to join our free Facebook group that you can find in the show notes or tag us on Instagram. Either way, we love when you're in our energy and we love rewarding you for listening to the podcast. When you're ready to truly break down your money blocks and learn how to make money work for you, not the other way around, go to the show notes and learn how you can work with us and join our community of people who are making massive shifts in their finances. Thanks again for tuning into this episode, and we cannot wait to share your testimonies. We'll see you in the next episode.